I am Miss Togar, and I am the new principal of this school. And who are you?
Hello. It's the 27th hour of chaos, war, and disorder on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Back to school, kids.
Everyone's back at school. Or starting school for the first time.
Yeah. Starting.
There were so many.
To learn again for the
learners,
first time.
McGilligan learners down at the university and Pine today. I went down to CKUT and did the volunteer barbecue.
Oh, nice.
Saw some CKUTians.
McGilligan.
CKUTs?
CKUTs. CKUTs.
Yeah. Saw some people I hadn't seen in a while.
Awesome.
Yeah. I even went pee there. It was pretty good.
Thank you for sharing that, Greg.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. That sounds like a fun time.
It was pretty great.
Yeah. Awesome. Right on. So let's get into some music then.
It's all about school tonight. And off the top, we're going to hear from the Pop Rivets. And also everybody's favorite band from 1991, Nirvana. And Le Tigre, and a little bit of Charlie McGira. So stick around. This show is for you and your learning experience. Be edified.
Step aside. favor the simple expression of the complex thought. We are for the large shape because it has the impact of the unequivocal. We are for flat forms because they destroy illusion and reveal truth.
Attempting to make art more than just something to look at. They wanted it to be something to be involved in, something too big to ignore.
It is our function as artists to make the spectator see the world our way, not his way.
In session, off the top, the Pop Rivets. That's Billy Childish and his first band with Skip Off School, Nirvana, School.
No Recess.
Classic, No Recess. Oh boy. Le Tigre, Slideshow at Free University. And there we just heard Charlie Magura and Murder at the Televised University.
Murder at the Televised University.
Yeah, he always has the greatest song titles.
Little does he know that the Televised University actually became a thing a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, he wouldn't have known.
It was probably like a fantasy for him.
Mm-hmm. You know, what would have been his 50th birthday is coming up this October the 10th.
Wow.
Which is Thanksgiving Monday, which also happens to be a Monday. We could do a whole show. I could.
Yeah.
What do you think?
On Magura.
Could be fun.
Would be fun. We'll just play the movie.
Yeah. Hell, if you haven't seen the movie, it's really great.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. So it's been quite the summer. We've kind of been away a little bit.
Oh my God.
It's been
a busy summer.
I feel like my brain has been desiccated by the sun.
My brain's been desiccated by alcohol because I was at a wedding this weekend.
Oh dear.
I'm doing my best to just reinvigorate it. Yeah. A little beer here.
Yes, I've become Doug's enabler.
Yes, indeed.
But that's not what this show's about. This show's about school.
Or is it? Or
it
is
might,
it
well, encode the school of...
Because, you know, Frosh Week is beginning soon.
Good
that
connection.
What it's called?
Well, yeah, I think that's a general thing.
Yeah, so there's going to be some, good wholesome games.
I saw a few Froshies out there today in their Froshy shirts. Hello. Hello, yeah. I saw you.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Listen to your radio station.
This is your radio station.
Yeah, this is for you guys.
And this is your radio show.
It's and
the 27th hour, and it's about, what is that, 12 minutes or so past 11?
That's exactly right. And here's Bo Diddley tell you what you got to do. Get back to school, kids.
Listen to Bo Diddley.
Try to learn now.
out of the way. You're going to high school. Or maybe you're going to university school.
Maybe you're out of high school.
Maybe you're going to CJEP school.
On your way to work at Starbucks.
Maybe you're going to coffee school.
Maybe this Starbucks is like university, your first... Trump University is a thing.
Not anymore. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What do you hear there?
There's a lot of songs about going to high school, but actually, there's probably just as many songs about going to college. We just didn't...
Yeah, I tried. I searched for my college, university. Hello. I'm going to talk into the microphone now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I found a couple of university songs. I think we heard those.
High school has, like, a very... Well, in that little clip, I don't know if we explained that at the beginning, is from the Ramones, Rock and Roll High School. Yeah. But high school has like a very mythical sort of position in the rock and roll sort of mental state.
Presumably because of the connection with teenagers.
Presumably because the most rock and rollers are locked in a permanent high school state of mind.
Yeah.
No exceptions here. But university is fun, too. I probably had more fun in university than I had in high school, if we're being honest.
I went to college. I tried university.
Same thing.
No, it was
thing.
A little different.
Was it?
Yeah. What was art college?
Okay.
Yeah, and it was the 90s.
But the only real difference between a college and a university is, like, the classes that they offer. You can't call yourself a university if you don't offer, like, certain types of classes.
That's right.
So, really, it's just...
Who cares, anyway?
It's a learning institution. Yeah, we heard the Raining Sound with Time Bomb High School in the middle of that set. It started out with Bo Diddley Back to School, and now we might have like a little something similar to what we just heard.
Well, yeah, first we're going to hear Link Ray and Schoolgirl. That's going to start Haney Singh. Here he is. Hi, Link. Mr. Bungle's going to tell us all about everyone that they went to high school who is dead. And then we're going to hear the MC5 doing their original version of High School, which we just heard Fantomes perform.
Yeah.
Previously. And stay tuned, too, for the Yardbirds in this set. So that's the 27th hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. That's a mechanical moose of some kind. I'm not sure, really, what that is. But it's making it... It's a wasp. It's a... Doug, there's something went wrong with Doug's voice, and now that's the sound that he makes. What's that, Doug? I'm sorry, I don't quite understand. Let you out? What? I don't get it. Oh, boy.
Help me! Help me!
Minutes past 11 here on CKUT 90.3 FM, and it's the only place you're going to hear the coolest radio station in the world and the things that are coming out of your speakers right now.
Thank you.
Morning greetings by the Yardbirds to Little School Girl, and before that the MC5 in High School. Mr. Bungle, everyone I went to high school with is dead, and Link Ray, School Girl. As we continue our school-themed program.
Yeah, and you know, as parents, because both Graham and I are parents.
Of young children.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about back to school.
Wow.
This is like a great moment.
It's
in the summer. The summer is not fully over. It's still warm. It's still nice out. And then they have something, they'll be occupied.
Yes. And they'll be actually learning real stuff.
Yeah.
My girl, I mean, if you're a regular listener, you would have heard DJ Sparkly Mermaid Rainbow Princess co-hosting a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
She's starting kindergarten. That's all very exciting and weird and unusual.
Yeah, and I might even see you dropping her off in the morning.
Probably. Because Doug lives across the street from the school.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's exciting. And,
I've finished school quite some time ago.
I don't have to go back to school. I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, me too.
Although it is exciting, going definitely, there's that feeling in September.
Yeah.
Of like, it still hits me, and it hits my wife especially hard.
You can smell it.
She just has this feeling, and I get it too. You just that, it's time to start getting it done.
Yeah,
I
need a new
summertime break is over. It's you got to get your shit together.
Yeah.
You're you're probably forgetting stuff that you ought to have done.
Oh, yeah. We're harvesting. You know what we did today? We cooked vegetables from our garden all day today.
Wow.
It was crazy. So we're doing that, too. That's part of school coming up, is the summer ending, in fact. And as I understand it, I think you've got some September songs coming up.
I do, but not yet.
Okay.
We're still in the well into the school theme. Yeah. And, we're going to listen to... we have, you know, the schoolgirl thing, girls in school.
What is it?
It's a little, what is it about guys that feeling the need to write up songs about that stuff? There's not a lot of women that have written songs about schoolboys.
Mm.
Is there, like, I don't really know.
It has a different connotation a little bit, I guess.
It's schoolboys.
Boy.
Boys in school, who knows? But we have another song about girls in school. We have
Girls Deep should Crutzen. Go to school. Girls do better in school, anyway. Don't they?
Typically, yeah. And for a number of reasons. But they're usually smarter than us.
That's what I'm telling my dog.
Boys are... You know, boys get smarter later on, too, but it doesn't... they lack focus sometimes.
I'd like to say that I have great respect for people who can make it through lots and lots of school, get their PhDs and stuff like that. I think that's really cool, but, man, that was not for me.
Indeed. In that regard, here's Dee Crutzen with In School, which we are no longer.
Yeah.
Yes, there you have it. The great and the ones, the only Guitar Wolf.
Ow!
Performing After School Thunder.
I always heard Hokkaido Thunder.
Hokkaido Thunder.
What album is that on? Do you know?
I think it's...
Because I imported a few albums that I had on CDs into iTunes, and for some reason it just chose to give the track listings entirely in Japanese script, so I have no idea
what all
those songs are called in English.
UFO Romantics.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the ones that I have only in Japanese.
Yeah.
That would be why.
It's harder. Cool. It's harder to read when you don't understand the language.
Yeah, it doesn't come up in searches.
However, if you'd gone, if you'd gone to school, Graham,
I might have learned Japanese.
You could have learned Japanese, yeah.
Especially if I'd gone to school in Japan.
Actually, our friend Ralph is trying to learn Japanese right now.
Oh yeah,
he's learning it on an app.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, we'll see. I've heard that Japanese is one of the hardest languages to learn, though.
Is it? I knew a friend of mine took Japanese classes in university. He's fascinated and terrified at the same time, I think. A fair assessment.
Well, I think you have to, first of all, you have to learn the entire Chinese alphabet in addition to the Japanese alphabet.
Oh, wow.
Which, just like the Chinese alphabet alone, is people spend their entire lives learning that. But then again, you don't really need to be able to read. You can just talk to. Some people do that.
You can be kind of functionally bilingual, as they say here.
Yeah. Is that what they call it here? They don't call it. Fuck you, English.
Yeah, dum dum. What's the quoi votre nationality? I'm a Canadian person.
Yeah.
We may. That's too political. There is a
election coming up.
Yeah. We'll sure have something more to say about that as it unfolds. Doubtless.
Stay tuned for poignant political comments.
I saw some. I have to say, I did see my first Conservative Party of Quebec posters today in Outremont, and they were frightening looking.
Oh yeah, that's
very black, like dark.
That's kind of cool, actually.
But not at all. This is Mike Henry Leak. I don't want to go to school.
I don't wanna go to school.
That song has nothing to do with school. It's just a Barry White thing that I thought would be fun to play.
What we're listening to right now?
Yeah. Thing. And now, this is a fellow named William, or Guillaume. He wouldn't specify which. Nice guy. Listen to him. Listen to this guy playing piano, improv, at the piano in Parc Jean-Maus at Ave du Parc and Duluth this afternoon. That's Sunday afternoon.
Soothing sounds of traffic going by as well.
He was playing like with the sounds of the traffic. Like you could tell, like you could know when the traffic was going by, it would get louder, so he'd play softer and come back in. Guillaume.
Bravo, Guillaume.
We got a bit more September and school-themed music coming up, I think. Yeah?
Yeah, we do. This is, we're getting into the September stuff and, you know, the end of summer.
Yeah. The next show will be Labor Day, in fact.
That's true.
And that's September.
It will be. That's the first.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I noticed when I was programming kind of stuff for this, and I kind of I do that in iTunes, and I'll make a playlist, and I always name it with the date.
Yeah.
And it was the first time that I made a second playlist with the same date. I hosted an episode of the 27th Hour on the 29th of August. Sometime, it looked like maybe early on when I was first hosting, maybe 2015 or so. Cool.
Oh, you don't specify the year.
No, I didn't. So it's a bit of a mystery, but it's pretty neat.
I have it in. Have it in.
You have it all listed by year. Oh man, you're way beyond me.
Yeah.
Wow, boy, listeners, if you could see this, maybe we should take a picture. It is. Post it on the Instagram.
It's going back to 2012.
Holy moly.
Yeah, 2012.
That's 10 years.
That is 10 years.
It took 10 years for this show to become the coolest radio show on the planet, but here we are.
Yeah, here we are indeed.
Yeah.
And,
Well, at 11:52, yeah, by the way, I might add.
It's 11:52. We got about 3 tracks left. And,
approximately?
You know, this is a show to welcome back the McGill students.
Yeah.
You know, welcome back to your stomping grounds. And hopefully this will be a better year, you know. Hopefully not everybody's going to be locked in their respective quarters and can get out and enjoy the city.
Yeah, but it's key to, you know, keep washing your hands and all that kind of stuff. Washing hands is always a good idea. Not just for COVID, but for all sorts of other stuff.
Wash your hands. Go ahead and wash your hands, you know.
But not too much. Don't get too into it.
If you're sick, stay at home. You know, this, for those of us that don't like getting sick, and get sick all the time because our children go to schools that are basically breeding grounds for viruses. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're sick, stay at home. Enjoy it.
Please.
Enjoy.
Enjoy being sick, because we do not.
You can Netflix and chill with the virus.
There you go. You and the virus. Yeah. Make it sweet, sweet love.
Here's the Oblivions with Black September.
Was the 27th hour of chaos for this week.
Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Harmony Express.
Yeah!
intelligence unknown one. Continue transmitting universal peace and hello in all known languages.